This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Lok Sabha today held discussion on election reforms. Intervening in the discussion, Law and Justice Minister Arjun Ram Meghwal said, Special Intensive Revision, SIR of electoral rolls, were conducted several times during the Congress regime. But now the opposition is raising questions over the exercise. He lauded the country's voting structure, saying that everyone got equal voting rights since independence. He said the election process in the country was being carried out as per the principles laid down by Dr. B.R. Ambedkar.
25 November 1949 को उन्होंने एक वक्तव्य दिया हमारे संविधान सभा में. On the 26th January 1950, we are going to enter into a life of contradiction. In politics, we will have a equality, and in social and economic life, we will have a inequality. In politics, we will be recognizing the principle of one man, one vote, and one value. यही principle है SIR का भी. यही हमारे election reform का आधार है. एक आदमी का एक ही वोट होना चाहिए, एक ही वैल्यू होनी चाहिए.
Speaking on the election reforms, leader of opposition in the Lok Sabha and Congress leader Rahul Gandhi raised the issue of duplicate voters in the electoral rolls. Mr. Gandhi said, reform requires machine-readable voter lists for all parties a month before polling. Several other members, including Manish Tiwari of Congress, Samajwadi Party leader Akhilesh Yadav, Shrikant Shinde of Shiv Sena also took part in the debate. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla said that the members who did not get the opportunity to participate in the debate today will get their chance tomorrow. The Speaker adjourned the House for the day. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today said, Vande Mataram was the mantra that awakened India's cultural nationalism and remains as relevant today as it was during the freedom struggle. Initiating the discussion on the 150th anniversary of Vande Mataram in the Rajya Sabha today, Mr. Shah stressed that the song will remain relevant in nation's journey towards Viksit Bharat. The House was adjourned to meet at 11 a.m. tomorrow. The centre has disbursed over 4 lakh crore rupees through 21 installments since the inception of the PM Kisan scheme. Replying to supplementaries during question hour in the Lok Sabha today, Union Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan said the assistance under-transferred to the beneficiaries through direct benefit transfer mode based on the verified data received from the states and union territories on the PM Kisan portal. Mr. Chauhan said there is no physical and financial target under the PM Kisan scheme. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has welcomed Microsoft's largest ever investment in Asia and expressed optimism about India's leadership in artificial intelligence. Responding to a post on social media by Microsoft Chairman and CEO Satya Nadella, Mr. Modi said, when it comes to AI, the world is optimistic about India. He added that he expressed happiness to see India being the place where Microsoft will make its largest ever investment. Meanwhile, Mr. Nadella thanked Mr. Modi for an inspiring discussion on India's AI opportunity. In a social media post, Mr. Nadella said that Microsoft is committing more than $17 billion to support India's ambitions. The National Investigation Agency, NIA, has arrested another key accused in connection with last month's Delhi bomb blast case. NIA said that Dr. Bilal Naseemullah of Baramulla, Jammu and Kashmir, is the 8th accused to be arrested in the case. The Directorate General of Civil Aviation has directed IndiGo to reduce its winter schedule 2025 operations by 10% across sectors, citing significant flight disruptions and the airline's inability to operate the approved schedule efficiently. In a notice issued by DGCA, the airline watchdog said IndiGo was approved for 64,346 flights in November this year, while the airline operated 59,438 flights and recorded 951 cancellations. In men's cricket, India defeated South Africa by 101 runs in the first game of the five-match T20 series at Barabati Stadium in Cuttack, Odisha tonight. Chasing a target of 176, the visitors were bowled out for 74 runs, with Indian bowlers delivering a disciplined performance. For India, Arshdeep Singh, Jasprit Bumrah, Varun Chakravarti and Akshar Patel took 2 wickets each. And that is the end of this news bulletin.